welcome to Thursday morning. Another kind of a soggy start to a day, even though the sun is shining in a lot of the province today. A pretty heavy rain overnight in parts of the province. But looking ahead to the weekend, boy, pretty nice weekend. Hot weekend. What can we say? Hot, warm. Warm weekend, mid-20s for much of the province over the weekend. And that will be welcomed by farmers, by outdoor enthusiasts, by people wanting to do fishing, go do some fishing, maybe golfing, you name it. Anything outdoors this weekend should be good for that. Lots going on this morning. We are going to start the show talking about the sale of Information Services Corporation. That's where we're starting momentarily. But some other stories we're following. Tensions high in Alberta. Danielle Smith is in a bit of a pressure cooker there. The referendum discussion, will there be a vote? And I think as importantly, if there is a vote this fall, what question will Albertans be asked? That's what's kind of at the heart of the discussion today. Danielle Smith is actually holding a prime time address to the province. Paid for advertising time tonight, I think 6:45, something like that. That is going to be happening, so we'll talk a little bit about that. The cost of hosting World Cup soccer is crazy high. These numbers come out from the Parliamentary Budget Officer. Granted, I'm not a soccer guy, so you can probably hurl your stones now if you think, you know, you'd say you'd think differently, Evan, if this was hockey, but man, it seems like we're spending a lot of money there. Anyway, a lot of things that we're following this morning. Saskatchewan's Ag Minister Dave Merritt stopping by the show. Seeding, of course, a challenge to get going in many parts of the province this year. We'll chat with him. Today's the day that the mayors of both Regina and Saskatoon stop by for their regular monthly check-in. We've got a federal Western Canadian Liberal MP in the province speaking with the Saskatchewan Chamber of Commerce. Edmonton MP Eleanor Olszewski will stop by for a chat today. And with farmers getting back in the field, this is a thing that happens in the spring. You find some cool stuff in the field. Stuff that maybe you didn't notice at harvest, but now that you're out there, the snow has melted. Where did that come from? I guarantee you the floors of tractors around the province at the end of seeding have a couple of items, whether they're unique rocks to antlers to who knows what. We threw this on the Facebook page. A number of people weighed in with things they've found in the field. We'll open the phone lines and the text lines to hear from you later this morning. All right, let's get going. Here is today's Big Talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The Big Talker.
Pretty big deal moving ahead involving Information Services Corporation. Of course, this is the entity that many people rely on every day. Our land titles are there, property records, business registry. It's a pretty big deal for not just our province, but others in Canada. This $1.2 billion sale to outside investors has some good news for Saskatchewan. The government is saying the head office will stay in Regina and the service won't change, but it does give, of course, some cash to the province that is planning on using on healthcare. So supporters are saying this is a smart financial move. Critics are saying, should we be selling something that has all of this property right and public record information in it? Or should it be more linked to public control? To help us break this down, we're welcoming Paul Martin back to the show. Always enjoy having Paul here. He is Ralco's business commentator. Paul, thanks for taking our call.
Not at all.
So let's talk about this sale. The ISC, first of all, why don't you give us a bit of history? ISC, what importance does it play in the province?
Well, to go back far enough, this is really what was known as land titles way back when. And it was the government-owned registration spot where you would put your name on the title. That's where the titles were held. And we had to keep some sort of a registry so that if I claimed that I owned my house, I actually could prove that I owned my house. And that's important when you go to the bank, for example. If you're going to get a mortgage, the bank attaches to that mortgage the security of your property. Well, the bank has to be able to prove that Paul does indeed own the house that we're going to forward advance the mortgage on. So that's where it comes from. And then later in life, it started to morph. People got to thinking that, well, you know, a registry is a registry is a registry. What else can you register? So vital statistics, for example, went over there. They kicked around some other stuff that didn't happen, but others began to realize this was a an opportunity for us to get beyond Saskatchewan, and they started kicking around the idea of starting to privatize it. So they turned it into a company, and over time sold about, they basically got it listed on a stock exchange, so the bulk of it was all the shares were traded. But the government held on to about 30%, not quite, but in the neighborhood of 30%. So the people of Saskatchewan still own 30% of it, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started extending these, offering these services to other jurisdictions. And it became, a business. And so we could generate revenue by doing registrations for land titles, for example, in, the Northwest Territories or wherever you want. You really just sort of take down the boundaries at that point and create an expansion opportunity. And you become specialized at it, and that's what happened here. And now you've got the case, which is the pension funds in Quebec, saying, we like the look of this thing, and we think it can be growing even faster, farther, and they want to buy it. So if you read the wording of what the government's press release said was, they will support this deal. So effectively, the case in Quebec has said, we are making a bid, an offer for all the stock of that company. And Saskatchewan, the government owns about 30%, 29% or something like that. The government says, we will vote our shares in favor of it. But there's still 80% or 70%, I guess, still floating around that are in the hands of average investors, institutions, those kinds of things. So they have to convince all of them to trade in their shares, too. And they made a very, handsome offer for the stock at about a 50% premium over what it was trading at. And now we'll see, will somebody else come along and offer more? I mean, that's always a possibility. You've seen bidding wars happen on these kinds of things before. So we're not done yet, but at least the thing is in play.
So just to clear up a couple of, because I'm seeing a number of texts that are floating in on the text line saying, I can't believe the Saskatchewan government is selling its shares to Quebec. That's not true. That's not what's happening here.
No, the Quebec pension funds, which are managed by the case, has made a bid for it. So it won't be the government of Quebec that's buying it, but it will be the parent company will be in Quebec. But under the terms of when they created Information Services Corp, that's ISC, they put in place what's called a golden share, which really means that the headquarters of the company will always stay here. Now, when you listed it on the stock exchange, you basically said no longer is ownership going to be 100% Saskatchewan because anybody can buy on the stock exchange. So if you're a Toronto person, you could buy the stock on the exchange. But the mind and management, as they like to say, will stay in Saskatchewan. And I think the government has guaranteed some late legislative changes that, coincidentally just happened in the last few days that effectively cleared the way for this, that Saskatchewan government will get to appoint a couple of directors to this thing. So there will be some influence. But, yep, it's right. But, technically, this company hasn't been owned in Saskatchewan for quite a while.
Right.
Yeah.
So that golden share, that 29.5% shares owned by the province will still be retained by the province.
Yeah, the golden share, not the 29.5% that will be sold.
Okay.
And those are voting shares. But the golden share really means it's like a legislative hammer. But if the bylaws of this company state that it must always be headquartered in Saskatchewan, and if you want to buy the company, you have to accept that condition. And so that condition has been accepted by the prospective buyer. They're going to leave the headquarters here. They'll leave management in place. And so we'll continue to see the business headquartered here. And if the business grows, that growth will accrue in Saskatchewan. There'll be more jobs here and, that sort of stuff. So effectively, you've got a very deep capital pool that's now got control of the company. If they're prepared to put more money in, maybe they can expand it. And when the government trades in its shares, they sell them. About $270 million is what they said they're going to get out of it. They're going to put it into hospital infrastructure. Now, I haven't said what that is yet, but, we probably should expect an announcement fairly soon, some kind of, hospital construction project of some sort.
Paul Martin is my guest, Ralco business commentator. So maybe two questions that flow from this, Paul. I'll ask them both and you can answer them in your own time. Number one, is this a good decision for the province to give up their shares, their 29.5%? And then a number two, Is there a worry about this ownership of what is, I mean, I realize it's bigger than Saskatchewan, but a lot of our information is in this company that is now going to be owned by potentially a pension plan in Quebec?
Yeah. You know, a part of one of the provisions here is that the data, all the data that's sent must be resident here too. So headquarters stays here and the data stays here. So I don't think, you know, the threat to data is any different than it was 2 days ago. It's still managed here and all of the same legislative requirements under the Privacy Act and that sort of stuff all remains in effect. The grander issue of whether we should be in this or out of this, and at the end of the day, if you think this is a business that has the potential to grow, then the hard part for anything that's owned, at least even partially owned by government, you have to put capital in once in a while to grow. And is the provincial government in a position to advance capital? And if you're sitting at the cabinet table, you say, I've got this asset over here, ISC, that's making money, and somebody's willing to pay for it. And I got one over here called Sask Power, which is going to need a whole lot of capital going forward. What decision do I make, right? And so, yeah, there's a kind of a pride of ownership thing in here, but really, if the company has potential to grow, then get out of the way. And I don't think governments really have the capacity these days to invest, even if it's a winner, to put more money into them. And if the marketplace is prepared to do it, then I guess get out of the way and let it happen. And hopefully you can figure out a way to accrue all of the growth to benefit your community. And that's what the Golden Share is intended to do.
Mm-hmm. I can hear the questions already coming in. Is this the start of the end of Crown Corporations in Saskatchewan? If we're selling potentially this one, does that mean we've got Sask Power, SaskTel next on the block?
You know, this has been a debate. I started covering the legislature a long time ago and through the Devine years when I was sitting in the legislature as a reporter. And that was probably the most dominant thing we talked about was privatization. It was back in the day Maggie Thatcher was the Prime Minister of England. She was privatizing to beat the band. There was a fellow that had worked with her named Madson Peary who ended up working in Saskatchewan. And you know, in those days we sold a whole mess of things. Potash Corp got sold. It was a crown at one point. Sask Mining Development Corp got sold. You know, this is not new to us. And Sask Energy was on the block, but a backbench MLA on the opposition side by the name of Bob Mitchell, who later went on to be a justice minister in the province, was pretty sharp when he was reading the legislation, and he found a mishap in it, and he ended up getting the whole thing derailed. And Sask Energy never did go to the privatization, but that kind of took the wind out of the sails of privatizing. But back then, you know, probably everything would have been on the auction block in those days. And went away for 25 years or whatever. And I think the Sask Party has been very, very sensitive to this. You know, they probably lost the first go at the election with privatization of crowns being the issue. And I think politically it's just been dynamite. This is not one of the core ones in ISC. And the privatization decision was actually taken some years ago when they put it on the stock exchange. So I don't think this is a quantum leap and probably should not be seen politically as, you know, the first step towards the next ones. You'll remember, actually, Evan, that at one point they were kicking around the idea of selling up to 49% of SaskTel. You might remember that. Mm-hmm. That's off the table. And they've tested these waters, and politically it just doesn't fly to take the big ones like SGI or Sask Power, SaskTel, Sask Energy. Politically, they don't work. The people of the province like the ownership position that we have. And so I don't think something as small as ISC is really a bellwether of anything bigger. I think the ship has sailed already on whether we privatize ISC. That happened a long time ago. This is really just transactional.
I think,
You
know, I think if we're almost out of time here, Paul, but if this is the logical choice, if this is a good business move, it's surprising to me that we aren't seeing like a news conference around this, right? Because it's, as you said, there's been already some talk that this could be infrastructure rebuild for hospitals or something like that. It seems like this kind of slipped into the news cycle fairly quietly.
Yeah, well, a couple of things with that. One is it's a publicly traded company, right? So you have to be really careful how you release this information because all shareholders must have equal access to this information. So I think, you know, the announcement comes out that there's a deal, and that's done after the market is closed. Now there's a whole lot of legal wrangling to get this thing completed. And should it get done, then I think you'll see the press conferences about what the government's going to do with the money it made on the deal. But, it did kind of go quietly, and I think probably caught a lot by surprise.
Good stuff. Paul, always appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for your time.
Not at all. Take care.
Paul Martin, Rolco's business commentator. As we head into our break, keep in mind we've got Minister Dave Merritt, Saskatchewan's Minister of Agriculture, next. And then we go into open phones this morning. Lots to talk about. I invite you to join the conversation here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.